It is just after 7, it's Tuesday morning, and this fortnight we are back on the radio talking about a podcast or two. It is Pickapod, and joining you this week, as she does every other fortnight, Danae Gibson, hello.
Whenever you call, I am here, Taylor Strano. Good morning.
Good morning. A happy Valentine's Day, I guess.
Sure.
I'm sure that there's a podcast, and, you know, if I'd planned a little better, I'm sure I could have brought you a podcast about love songs this week.
I bet.
However, what I have done, Danae, in lieu of talking about love songs and sentimental things on the radio, I've taken a leaf out of your book, and I listened to a sport podcast this week. I know. Hold your applause, everybody. I found this podcast not through just the sheer desire to talk about sport on the radio, although when
Why
the mood
not?
Strikes.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I found this podcast, one of those great things of listening to a podcast, and in the podcast it recommends to you another podcast.
Oh, great. I love that.
Love that so much. It comes from the same company. It comes from Mamma Mia. I recommended maybe about a year or so ago. It's a podcast for your wardrobe called What Are You Wearing?
Mm-hmm.
They have recommended to me Here If You Need.
So not just sport, but your sport.
Yes. Well, I thought, is this just going to be a podcast where they whip through all the netball players in the country? It's not. But they do touch on netball in one of the episodes. It's hosted by Olympic swimmer Kate Campbell and sports journalist Hayley Willis. Kate Campbell, by the way, I didn't know much of her personality and her work very well. She is so great. She's like one of those perfect people that is a little bit rough around the edges, but it's really, really lovely to listen to. It's like you're just having a conversation, as all good radio does.
Kate and Bronte Campbell, is she the big sister or the little sister?
She's the big sister. Uh-huh. She's preparing for her 5th Olympics. Yep. So throughout the podcast, every episode they speak to a different sportswoman. And throughout the podcast, there's just little tidbits as she prepares for the 2024 Olympics.
Wow.
It's so great. She'll be the first to do 5 Olympics, which is amazing.
Well, Dawn Fraser would have done that way back in the day, but she pinched a Japanese flag and got busted, and they wouldn't let her go to the next Olympics.
So this is why I need you, because you fill in the podcast gaps for me. And that's why this podcast is great, because they break down the week in sport. They talk about the results of who's just played, the fixtures of what's coming up.
Nice.
And also they do this really great segment called Cheat Sheet. So depending who they're talking to, I'm going to pull from an episode with the GOAT, Lauren Jackson, in a moment. But before they speak to Lauren, they quiz each other on basketball terminology.
Right, okay.
And I thought, oh, maybe this will be a bit poxy, but it's so not. It's so great.
Sound a little bit like our office sometimes?
A little bit like The Office, which I'm very, very on board with. I felt very safe and very at home. And they do this thing where when bulletins are failing us, when news fails to fill in those gaps in women's sport, they pick up the slack. So
right. This is good. I'm in.
I really like it. It's really approachable. It's inclusive in the sense of if you've listened to a sports bulletin, you're not really getting a grasp on it. This is a really great entry point, I think. So, yes, the episode that I listened to and that we'll hear from in a moment is with our only, the number one WNBA draft pick from Australia is Lauren Jackson. She is incredible. If you don't know about it, this is a great way to learn about her. Like, I didn't know both of her parents played for Australia.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, of course you knew that.
The greatest of all time, the acronym GOAT, is just so hackneyed. It's been thrashed to almost death. But there is absolutely no doubt.
Totally.
No matter how good Timsy was or Bevilacqua or anyone, Lauren Jackson is one of the greatest athletes our country has ever had the joy of watching, and not nearly enough, because she was at a time when I couldn't watch her play in Seattle every week, which I would have done.
Yep.
Because technology, as I wave my fist in the air.
Well, this is, and I know we use the word GOAT a lot, but this is the GOAT talking about another kind of GOAT.
Everyone who meets you is starstruck by you, but is there a moment where you were starstruck by someone who you've gotten to meet over your time?
There's been a few. I remember I did something in New York years ago, and I was invited to the New York mayor's house at that point in time, and Simon from Simon and Garfunkel was singing in the house. It was Rudy Giuliani's house, and I was sitting next to like Meryl Streep. Whoopi Goldberg was at the table, Matt Damon, that's and I'm sitting so in cool. there on my own, like, I think I was about 24, and I reckon I'd had a bottle of wine before I went because I knew that I was going to be on my own in a room full of these people that I just had no business being around. And Barbara Walters was there as well, and it was like, what the hell am I doing here? But, you know, Meryl Streep was so beautiful to me. She even, I got her to sign something and write something to my mother, and mum still got it. You know, she was so beautiful. Like, out of everyone in that room, she was the one that was just so kind and open and generous. And I'll never, ever forget that just because I was so scared and like, what the hell am I doing here?
So, yeah, that's the goat on the goat, really, because Meryl Streep, often referred to as the goat. It's such a great podcast. That's obviously just a very small snippet of the non-sport talk, but there's a lot of sport talk in there. Other episodes feature people like Sam Kerr and Jess Fox. Ariane Titmus gets a Guernsey, one access. Of those eps. Yeah, it is like totally unabridged access to all of these incredible women who you sometimes get a line in the news at the end of the news bulletin on. These are like 40-minute episodes.
Brilliant.
They're great.
I can't believe that's from the Mamma Mia network.
I know. The same people who bring you the recap of Married at First Sight every week. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much, Mamma Mia. I will be here if you need listening very soon. Well, this is so strange. After however 3 years of doing this, I think, we still don't talk about what we're going to bring to the studio before we do it. We could do some homework, I guess, but we do our personal homework. And this time I've brought you something about hip-hop.
Okay.
So you've brought a sport.
It's like a Freaky Friday situation.
Your reverse bizarro world. Anyway, it's loosely 50 years of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a ton of stuff around celebrating 50 years. Theoretically, anecdotally, it's a party in the Bronx in August 1973, and that's, you know, some sort of milestone date. There's 50 years of hip-hop with some great episodes. Now, which one's that? That's from NPR. And Larry Meisel from KEXP. That's a little bit harder to say than RTR. That's their radio station, the National Public Radio in the US. 50 years of hip hop. It's got great episodes, including Origins, a whole episode about Work It by Missy Elliott.
As there should be.
As there should be. And her impact, and Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. And they're all kind of 6-9 minute episodes. But the audio that I've grabbed today is from a different episode of a different podcast from The New Yorker, and it's The Political Scene. So I was listening to something about, you know, the US shooting balloons out of the sky a few days ago, and then I got this taster, like you, an intra podcast promo, and this is about Chuck D on how hip-hop changed the world. So he's got a four-part PBS documentary series.
Cool.
But this was a Political Scene episode of a podcast where they interviewed Chuck about his... Anyway, there's so much going on about 50 years of hip-hop. Everywhere you look or listen, you can find something that is instructive to people like me who were around at the time and have an experience but not a great in-depth knowledge. I've watched some docos over time. But this one I've grabbed from Chuck D because I kind of like it. You'll hear why. It's pretty obvious.
1600 bandwidth station at the end of the dial when they'd be like, Gary Bird, 1600 on the WWRL dial. Come on, this is LTD. And you'd be like, wow, man. You know what I'm saying?
In the city from WWRL New York, Progressive AM in the Apple. And I'm Gary Bird from the GB Experience.
Gary Bird was a person that I grew up with twice, growing up with him playing music on WWRL. Mm-hmm. Later on, Gary Bird hooks up with Stevie Wonder. They end up being friends. Stevie Wonder produces a song for Gary Bird called The Crown, where Gary Bird is actually like a 16-minute dropping bars about our brilliance as human beings and as black folk. Well, Stevie Wonder does that, and it's a Motown rap record in 1982. Mm. Never gets talked about. So we'll talk about it right here.
People of the world, wherever you be, welcome to Cosmic University, where life is the journey and love is the trip, and the study of fam will make you hear. I'm professor of the rap, and when I speak, I guarantee that my lines will not be weak. They say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's why I'm here and on the case.
At that particular time, you know, hip-hop was emulating all this with the great voices, playing great music, going from the ones and twos, being able to, you know, bring that noise to the people. So I came up in all that.
It's a four-part hip-hop documentary on PBS, Fight the Power, How Hip-Hop Changed the World.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, Chuck D has such an unmistakable voice. He's the front man of Public Enemy for folks who are trying to place where they've
so
heard that before.
So self-assured.
So good.
Yeah.
There's something really lovely, Danae, about listening to somebody talk about something that they have lived through and are such an expert in, and they talk about it with such conviction. And Chuck D, I think, even in that very, very short minute and a half, absolutely, totally reassured me that I'll be educated thoroughly by listening.
There's one little grab. He talks about having been to 116 countries over 38 years and how he can recognise the impact of hip-hop. And he said he often doesn't actually understand what they're saying because they speak in different languages to him, and that is his only regret, that he only speaks the King's English. Mm. And I thought, that's so Chuck D. One, he's saying, I can only speak one language, and so my bad. And the second is, he's used the King's English at the first available opportunity now that the Queen has gone.
Yes, so great. From The New Yorker, the political scene, Chuck D on 50 years of hip-hop. I know that you picked that because it also gets Stevie Wonder mentioned. So, you know, you've been working with someone for too long. If you've been listening to a podcast, let us know, 0405 921 921. Our good mate Brandon has gotten in touch.
Brandon.
They've been listening to a new Aussie podcast, the Mr. Mitchell History Podcast. Ooh. Mr. Mitchell is a high school teacher and teaches two of his mates about an event or a person. Not going to lie, the banter between the three hosts can be pretty annoying, but Mr. Mitchell is great at explaining to and teaching the listener.
Excellent.
The Saddam episode is a good jump-off point. We've talked a little bit about history today, women making sport history, hip-hop history, and Mr. Mitchell's history.
I was explaining who Mr. Squiggle was to an American recently.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh.
There's a podcast about that.
There's got to be. If you're looking for more weird and wonderful Australian, specifically West Australian history, specifically Perth history, Danae, there has been a new podcast from RTR. It's called Planet Perth. Your friend and mine, Jeff Bullen, is the host. And already, two episodes out, they've talked about Atlantis Marine Park.
Yep.
And the tank rampage from 93, which I didn't even know that was a thing.
So Perth. It's great. Congrats to Danny and Jeff for making another brilliant podcast. I love it.
Yeah, Planet Perth. It's available where you get your pods from, also at the RTR website. Danae, thank you very much.
Thank you. See you in a couple of weeks.